Chapter 6, A Visit to Church, Sunday, July 17th, 1988. I got up early as usual. Alan and Francis were getting ready to go to church. As I was waiting for them, I played with Alana Maria in the patio from where I could see the mountains. Alan and Francis prepared breakfast, some coffee, bread, and juice. As we ate, we played a word game, which consisted of guessing words in both languages. They asked in English what something was called in Spanish, and then I had to ask in Spanish what something was called in English. We made some other plans for the day and left home at 11:30 a.m. We went to Burrard Street, where the church was located. It was a huge and beautiful temple. On entering, I registered since I was a visitor. I wrote down my name and address. Right after that, we went to the upper level of the temple, where I met many people. It was incredible for me to be in such a place. During Mass, babies were kept in a special place assigned for them. Alana Maria was with them. Some people went to the front and spoke about some biblical passages. They sang many times, and I could follow them thanks to some hymn books left at the benches. On one hand, I was very impressed by the amount of people attending Mass. On the other, I tried to understand as much as possible their interpretations of the readings. However, it was hard for me, given the amount of new words and how fast they spoke. Once it was over, some of us went to a room where we had some coffee and cookies. People were able to converse with their acquaintances there. Francis picked up Alana, and then all of us left. A Mexican group and Latin American music. Then we visited a friend of Alan. According to them, she had prepared all the food for her wedding by herself. There we had some coffee and a piece of chocolate cake. We stayed there for a little while, and then we left for the city. We went to Granville Island. It is a very crowded place due to the great amount of weekend activities they have and the big picnic areas. You can see small boats and yachts from there. Further down the market, there was a small garden where a group of people was playing jazz. We went there and listened to their music for half an hour. As soon as they finished, a group of Mexicans started playing Latin American music. Some of them came close to us, and Francis told them I was from Mexico. Later, we went to the market where I had been with Lydia and Ruth Ann the day before. There was a stand of Mexican food there, and I talked to the lady in charge of it. Her name was Magdalena. She told me that in case I needed something, I could talk to her. Shortly after that, we went to H.I. Vancouver Jericho Beach Hostel to request information about hostels in the nearby provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan. Then we went to Greyhound Bus Terminal, and finally we went back to their place where Alan himself prepared dinner. As we ate, we talked about the plan for my trip. Lydia and Alan had already split up the number of days I was going to stay with each of them. That is to say, 1 week with her, another one with him and Francis, and the third one traveling, so I could do different things each day. The 30 days of my trip were organized like that. I stayed in Alan's house for a week, which gave me the opportunity to get to know the city much better. I went sightseeing every morning and tried to be back around 6 o'clock for dinner so I could save some money. Gradually, I got used to having the main meal at that time. Before eating, we prayed and thank God for the food and for the people who gathered at the table. I could not say much. I was not used to that and it was difficult for me. Nevertheless, I did my best.